Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. How you doing, Kat?
Did you have a good weekend? Bruce. Yeah, we had a pretty good weekend over here. I met up with my sister, and we found out that rhubarb is in season right now, so we made a strawberry rhubarb pie, and it completely disappeared within like 10 minutes of it coming, like cooling from the oven. So yeah, it was a good Saturday. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to the producers and everything about the Legos. My grandson's in Lego craze now, and you know, they got the action figures and all that good stuff, and I have now become a master builder of these things. I'll tell you what, knock them out like left and right. I was telling them, yeah, I even created a python out of a T-Rex that wasn't supposed to be out of that. So it's like
taking a little creative license.
yeah. Well, he wanted a python out of this thing, and I've been building these things so much. Like I was telling Rose and Tom, I said, you know, it's like I built it for him. I was going, what do you mean? It's a T-Rex. I can't build a python out of this thing. And then I looked at it, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yes, I can.
So I put together
a cool one. You can do anything.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a good weekend, and I just watched some racing. But we got out in the sun and everything like that. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody out there did too. We got a guest on the show today, so I'm going to get on with the show here. Before we go, I'd like to thank the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor one of the shows, or the Insider Report, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. And as I mentioned, we've got a guest here from the Castaways themselves. Richard Heap is on board here. How's things going there, Mr. Richard?
Really good, Bruce, really good. Weather's nice. Unfortunately, a little windy for fishing, but like you, I went outside and did some stuff just to kind of get out and feel the sun.
Oh yeah, good stuff. And what we got going on in the fishing world now?
Well, right now we have rockfish and lingcod have been going fairly well. The lingcod bite has slowed a little bit because they've dispersed after the spawning activity, but there's still fish to be had around locally here when the ocean lays down. Halibut opened on Saturday. That'll be open from May 1st through October 31st, and we have an 8-pound quota here for Southern Oregon. And I urge people to go fish. We need to catch some fish. That quota is shared among Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48. And so what we don't catch, we could lose down the road. So getting close to that 8,000 pounds is important for us. And we've got, in the ocean, we have coho salmon. The season opens on June 12th and runs through August 28th. And we have chinook opening June 19th through August 15th. Coho is a mark select fishery, meaning the only fish we can keep have a healed adipose fin clip on their back. The other local fishery that folks here should participate in if they get the chance is up at Garrison Lake at Port Orford. That's routinely stocked by Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the fishing for rainbow trout has been very good, and those fish are running up as big as 20 inches. So there's some pretty nice fish to be had up there. So that's pretty much what we've got going for fishing right now here. It's all, of course, waiting for the wind to go down and get us out there on the ocean.
All right. Good stuff. Always a pleasure to hear from the fishing report from the Castaways. All right. Hey, thanks for being on board there, Mr. Heap, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a great one.
All right.
One.
My pleasure, Bruce.
Happy Take fishing.
Care. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's always great to have especially one of our sponsors on board there telling us about the fishing report. And now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
When I was a kid, I was very uncomfortable with my body. In the first grade, I was a head taller than a boy in my class whom I had the biggest crush on. And that, in turn, crushed me. I was convinced that he could never like a girl who literally looked down her nose at him in gym class, or who could block all of his shots on the four-square court. A few years later, in the third grade, we learned about the units of measurement by taking a measuring tape to various parts of our bodies. And it was in that class that I learned that my 8-year-old body had adult size 6 feet. I remember showing my work to the teacher, and the puzzled little line that formed between her eyebrows as she double-checked my work, glancing at my shoes every so often before glancing back to the paper again. And she finally nodded, marked the paper with a gold star, and sent me plodding off to recess without comment. My size translated to clumsiness. In grade school, I had a nasty habit of tripping and falling, up flights of stairs, over dips in the sidewalk, over nothing at all in the cereal aisle at the grocery store. Grace was my family's nickname for me back then, though it took me years to figure out what that meant. Thankfully, I grew more graceful when my feet stopped growing for good in the 7th grade and gave the rest of my body some time to catch up. This was an era before the Me Too movement, back when Beyoncé was still a member of Destiny's Child and not yet the queen bee we know today, telling girls to get out there, slay, and run the world. We hadn't yet been explicitly told the good that could come from banding together, rather than tearing one another down for a chance at the top of our social hierarchies. Perhaps it is for that reason that I avoided girls whenever possible back then. I was big, and therefore an easy target for their cruel words. And it wasn't until high school and college, when we all began to learn better through shared experience, that I finally allowed myself to open up and have a few close female friends. And these days, I'm more concerned about what's going on in my head and in the world around me, rather than what I see when I look in the mirror. And these problems are no easier, and no less painful than my old spates of self-consciousness. In many ways, really, they're harder to grapple with because they impact more people than just myself. But I'm just grateful that, over the years, my focus has shifted a bit more to the bigger picture, where I can do a little bit more good. Because things do have a way of evening out. My size 10 feet now match up a little bit better with my adult frame. I watch my weight more for my health these days and less for a means of comparison against my peers. And that boy I had a crush on, the one I used to tower over in the 1st grade, well, he finally caught up with me. And when we look at one another these days, we see each other eye to eye. We're getting married this fall.
Look at that twist ending right there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Sweet.
It's not a good story without a twist, right?
I did not realize that about you too. There you go. Yeah, you do see eye to eye now. Yep. That's good old Jason.
Lucky
all right.
Us. Yep.
Yep. That's great. Hey, well, before we get on with the rest of the story, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and or following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing. And before we get going on here, I would be glad when I don't have to say this anymore. I'm going to tell you that right now. And the following thing, well, not the following things, but yeah. That'd be nice when some of this stuff gets eliminated. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, the Organ Helpers Wellness Room, sponsored by Lines for Life, occurs every week, Monday through Friday, from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And this is a virtual Zoom meeting. You can find a link to that at linesforlife.org/helpers. This is a safe space for organ helpers to breathe out stress and breathe in hope. If you are an essential worker, work in healthcare, behavioral health, or social services, this space is for you.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I think, you know, this is one of those that can go on forever because I'm sure it helps even out of the COVID times and everything like that. Just like Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A, inspiring free live talks on being fearless. Look at that, just segue right in.
Great transition.
Free and fulfilling your higher life purpose. Hey, you can listen to Guy on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and then Sundays at 9:30 a.m. You just go to guyfinley.org/letgo. There you go. Be inspired.
All right. And now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Well, that was pretty fun right there. But hey, I got some good stuff from Chris Rock. He says, only dumb people try to impress smart people. Smart people just do what they do. And he said, there are only 3 things women need in life: food, water, and compliments. That's a smart one right there. Mm-hmm. And comedy is the blues for people who can't sing. And last but not least, he says, I live in a neighborhood so bad that you can get shot while getting shot. Hey, well, I hope you enjoyed this week's funny stuff from Chris Rock with Cousin Bruce. Till next time, keep smiling. Yeah.
Okay.
Glad I didn't live in one of those hoods, that's for sure.
And the Whimsical Griffin at 615 Checo Avenue hosts a Friday night game night. It features Dungeons & Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, etc. Game nights are open to all games. And you can go to the game night by RSVPing at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Yeah, he seems to have taken off the limitation there on it, you know, so mm-hmm. there we go. Another sign of the times, another sign
of the times.
Hey, we got the free lunch schedule going on. You can get a hot meal at these locations during the week. You can go to St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, serves at 12 to 1 p.m. Friday through Tuesday weekly. And then the Star of the Sea Catholic Church serves lunch on Wednesday. And the Brookings Presbyterian Church serves on Thursday. And you know, donations are always welcome, so there you go. Go have a good lunch and donate. Yeah.
Yes. And we have a schedule here for Tiger Lily. Wow. Playing Wednesdays, noon to 2 at the Farmer's Market. On Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Compass Rose. And then on Sundays from 1 to 5, he plays at Wildwood Multifarious Goods.
Yeah. And then we got the SWOC GD online classes for 2021. It's still going on. Southwestern Oregon Community College offering free GED and adult basic education classes. These classes prepare individuals to take the GED exam and update skills to enroll in college or career training programs. Students enrolled in these classes can build a pipeline to enter college training programs and jobs in high-demand career areas. There will be three options for the GED and adult basic education classes. Morning GED classes on Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Afternoon GED class is Monday through Thursday from 12 to 2. And then evening GED classes, Tuesday through Thursday from 5 to 8. All classes will be live via Zoom during the scheduled times. Spring term started March 29th and it ends June 11th. To register for orientation and classes, please email adult and pre-college education at llcinfo@socc.edu. There you go.
And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Roy, good day, Cat. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Bit of Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that the inventor of liquid paper had a son that was a monkey? It's true, and here's the story. Betty Nesmith Graham was a single mother working as an executive secretary for the chairman of the board at the Texas Bank and Trust in Dallas. She'd risen to become an executive secretary after impressing her bosses with her spirit. They even sent her to secretarial school to become a bona fide typist. The office Graham worked at had just switched over to the electric typewriter, which meant that, in theory, erasing mistakes was supposed to be simpler. But every time Graham attempted to cover up a mistake with her new electric typewriter, she would leave behind a mess. Well, one Christmas, Graham idly looked out the window to the bank across the street. She noticed a man painting a sign in the bank's storefront. Any time he made a mistake, he'd simply run a streak of paint matching the background over the air to hide it. In a moment of ingenuity, Graham mixed up some white, water-based tempera paint at home in her kitchen blender. The next day, she brought the paint solution and a slender paintbrush to her office and put the concoction to work, painting over mistakes, letting them air dry briefly, then typing the correct letters over them. Her mistakes were perfectly hidden. Graham called her invention Mistakeout. And when her fellow secretaries got word of Graham's ingenious solution, Mistakeout became an office phenomenon. But Graham didn't think to sell her product for 5 years. Despite working nights and weekends with her son, who also just happened to be a member of the Monkees, Michael Nesmith, to fill up the bottles in their garage, she barely broke even. Well, demand spiked as her product became a notorious lifesaver for secretaries. In 1956, she coordinated a team to further develop Mistakeout, an office supply dealer, her son's chemistry teacher, and a paint manufacturer, developing what then became liquid paper. And the rest is history. Hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, three off with the monkey thing at the top, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. I was like, when's that going to come back around? Now I get it.
Yeah, Mike Nesmith. I knew that when I was younger. I remember hearing that bit of thing, and it just dawned on me that would make a good Bushwhacker Bruce.
Yeah. Well, we've got a music schedule here for Chris and Wendy. They are playing Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fireside Grill.
Yeah, and if you want to be a part of KCIW history, well, you can very easily. KCIW would like you to help them get a new tower and antenna up and running. For just a small donation, you can help make that happen. It's just 10 bucks an inch. That's right, just 10 bucks an inch. With your generous contribution, you can help ensure that KCIW, with its unique local programming, will be here to stay. It's easy. Just go to kciw.org and click the antenna icon, and you will be on your way to helping out in a wonderful cause. KCIW is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That means this could also be a tax deduction for you. So become a part of the team and watch the new tower grow inch by inch, foot by foot, and yard by yard. Be sure to tell your friends so they can be a part of the magic that is KCIW 100.7 FM. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the 82nd Annual Azalea Pageant is taking place this year at the Brookings Elks Lodge. This is going to be on May 8th at 6 p.m. Please note that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the audience numbers are limited, and tickets will be on sale only by pre-purchasing them through each of the Azalea Festival princesses.
That's right. Hey, and Ambiance by the Sea is having a home and garden special event. This is happening on May 15th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 530 Hemlock Street in Brookings. This is a social distance outdoor event with live music, prize drawings on the hour, and featuring 40 local artisans. Participating local businesses include Bloom's Florist and Gift Shop and Chet's Garden Center. Sign-ups for new artisans and tables available. You can call 541-469-2298. If you want to be a part of that.
All right. And the Checo Pelican Players are currently offering free group streaming access for OSF's Snow in Midsummer. This is happening now from May 3rd through May 29th. This May, the Checo Pelican Players are providing free group streaming access to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's production of Snow in Midsummer. Tickets are available now. The show will be available for streaming from May 3rd through May 29th. The Checo Pelican Players want to thank the community for their ongoing support during the COVID-19 pandemic by providing a free professional theater experience from the comfort of home. Tickets for live shows at OSF, a professional regional theater in Ashland, Oregon, can range from $35 to more than $100 per ticket, but this spring you can engage with the artists at OSF without having to travel and at no cost to you. Snow in Midsummer interweaves two stories, of a young woman who curses her city from beyond the grave, and of a wealthy businesswoman who must face the parched, locust-plagued city. This modern ghost story beautifully reimagines a classic myth and explores the legacy of trauma, the heart of injustice, and the lengths to which we go for love. The show can be viewed from any mobile device or smart TV with an internet connection anytime during the streaming dates. To sign up for a streaming pass, you can go to checopelicanplayers.org and click on Donations and Membership. You'll find a link to sign up for streaming. And if you have any additional questions, you can call Kat at 541-373-0534.
Hey, we got a gypsy schedule for May. We have Talia's classes, Manifesting Miracles. This will be Wednesday, May 5th at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then there's Ascension Symptoms and Remedies, Thursday, May 6th at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then the New Moon Magic Ceremony, Tuesday, May 11th at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then Shadow Work, Wednesday, May 12th at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So if you got any questions, class prices, and reservations, you can call 541-813-1882 and get metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies.
Mm-hmm. And the True North Organizing Network, in conjunction with Open Door Health and the Department of Health, are hosting a COVID vaccine event in Smith River. This is happening on the 15th of May from 10 a.m. to noon. It'll take place at the Smith River Elementary School. You must be 18 or older to participate. The type of injection is Moderna. You can sign up for appointments that will be available at other clinics as well by going to www.covid19.dnco.org/vaccines, and you can follow updates by going to the True North Facebook page.
Yeah, and hey, Jam and Tonic will be playing here on May 19th at Zola's on the Water for the new resident meet and greet, and then they'll be playing on July 4th at the Turtle Rock RV Park in Gold Beach.
And speaking of that new residents meet and greet, it is going to be occurring on May 19th, 2021 from 6 to 9 p.m. This is going to take place at Zola's on the Water.
Yeah, I guess I could have combined them too, but hey, what the heck. Hey, the Festival of Art in the Park is going on August 7th through 8th, and they're accepting applications through May 15th. Vendor space is limited, and they have been delighted with the number of applications they have already received, but there's room for more artists, food vendors, and crafters. You can visit their website at www.manlyartcenter.com or go to their Facebook page for more information.
And the 82nd Annual Azalea Festival, recently designated an Oregon Heritage Tradition, is occurring this Memorial Day weekend. You can join in for a family-friendly, fun-filled weekend. The Azalea Festival is a time-honored tradition in our community that celebrates the beauty of the Southern Oregon coast. The community celebrates with weekend activities that include the Azalea Festival Parade, the Chamber Shrimp Feed, Elk's Deep Pit Barbecue, live music concerts, a community rummage sale, and a Sunday community church service. The festival offers local vendors a prime opportunity to showcase their unique talents and trades. And the locations vary. They offer a wide variety of activities throughout the city over the weekend, including at Azalea Park, the Vendor Fair on Frontage Road, the parade route on Highway 101, and more. For more information about the Azalea Festival, you can call 541-469-1102, or you can email anals@brookings.org.us.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Took me by surprise there.
I love seeing events happen, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's the first one to start this year off beautifully. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. Well, hey, we got the youth get hashtag work ready with Recruit Hippo. I'm still getting used to this hashtag stuff. Curry businesses are hiring, and Recruit Hippo is here to help. The Recruit Hippo youth program helps youth get ready to work and find employment in Curry County. Youth ages from 16 to 24 are connected with a talent advisor to get ready to work by exploring careers, building resumes, and connecting with local businesses. Services also include assistance in finding unpaid internship opportunities, work experiences, and job placements. This program is available to both in-school and out-of-school youth. For more information, you can visit www.recruithippo.com to schedule an appointment or get more information. You can contact Program Coordinator Annabelle Taylor at 541-435-8504. All right. Hey, you know what? We're going to give a shout out to support local businesses.
All right, and this week we're giving a shout-out to Boardwalk Mail Services, Checo Fabrication, and Just the Jeweler.
Yeah, and we also give a shout-out to South Coast Dispensaries, Rancho Viejo Mexican Restaurant, and Rebel Ink Tattoo. Salute! And remember to shop local. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, that is it with the show. We are done. We whooped right through that one. So I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all their great work, making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIW 100.7 FM. Hey, and tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the focus on Mr. Heidi High Ho himself, Cab Calloway. See schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. And hey, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Till next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam! Yeah, bam's all around. There we go.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.